This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
What happens when you mix greatness with greatness? Well, we've just found out. Troy Sivan has teamed up with Pinau and they've just released You Know What I Need. And we need Nick Littlemore from Pinau to tell us more. Nick, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us on Joy Drive.
Thanks for having me. I wish I could be there in person. I love coming down to Melbourne whenever I get a chance.
It is a beautiful city and we miss you. So do come through whenever you can. You've just released a brand new track with Troy Sivan, You Know What I Need. You've teamed up with the likes of Elton John and Dua Lipa in the past. What was it like working with fellow Aussie Troy again?
Troy is, he's a wonderful spirit. He's a Melburnian, obviously, you know that. He's a really special artist. And unlike a lot of people I work with, he has the ability to transcend the moment. I think that there are a few artists who can kind of carry their message through multiple disciplines, I would say, in the way that he communicates with you, the way we write together and the way he acts and all those other things, they all feel like an authentic human, if you know what I mean.
Like, yeah, absolutely.
Pretty easy to make something really great with Troy because he's very certain about his place.
You know, I love the way you say that, Nick, because I think that when someone is authentic, it just makes it so much better, doesn't it? The whole working experience with them and just interacting with them.
You know, Hendrix said music doesn't lie, and I think that is true, but I don't think it's always necessarily nailed when you try and make a record. But there are certain artists that come into the room and it feels effortless. It feels like you've known them your whole life and they're telling you something or they're writing you a letter that's incredibly personal. And it's what makes my job the best in the world, I think, to experience these levels of emotion with different people all the time and share it for people like you.
How wonderful. Let's speak about the track for a minute because it's got this awesome funky beat, but then the lyrics kind of make us feel like it's channeling a toxic relationship. Is that true?
Yeah, I think it's about trying to find the right one and making sure that you don't make mistakes along the way. And obviously, like, we all go through that. So it's quite a relatable lyric. And Pinau, you know, we're more about, like, party and having a good time and sort of elation and, you know, other dimensions and all this other stuff. So this is a different approach for us. We wrote this song with a Birmingham-based piano player by the name of Reuben James, who plays with Sam Smith and Roy Ayers. He got started actually with B.B. King when he was 15, just a kid. And so we've been making a lot of music together. And it was sort of leaning more on his story. In these sessions, often you just you wait for someone, I guess, to come into the room that's clearly a little bit broken that day, for want of a better term. But, you know, like, there's something to talk about. And with songwriting, so much of it is about, you know, talking about stuff or, like, conversations.
Totally.
Through melody, harmony and you know, rhythm and everything else.
We're chatting with Nick Littlemore from Powerhouse Pinau about their single featuring fellow Powerhouse, Troy Sivan, You Know What I Need. Let's also talk about the film clip because that's another level. It is like a psychedelic, melting, animated, intergalactic, amazing roller coaster. How do you come up with the video concepts for your tracks?
I mean, you know, that one was a really simple pitch. I remember hearing once the shortest pitch in Hollywood history was Danny DeVito, Arnold Schwarzenegger twins.
Yep.
But this was 2001, the sequence where the pilot goes into other dimensions. That meets Troy, basically.
And
we had an amazing company in Poland working with us, and it's incredible technology. It's happening right now as we speak, this AI, artificial intelligence, the way people are creating with it. And I know there's a lot of controversy. I know Nick Cave just came out and said this is all bollocks, and I think he is right about a lot of it, but it's also a very interesting, weird, zeitgeisty time to be playing with technology. And we wanted to put that out there, that really this is this moment, you know, we're really at the forefront of what's happening in artificial intelligence. I don't know if it's going to end well for all of us, but whatever, we're sharing it, you know, minute to minute.
Totally.
Nick, just on that sort of that excitement of being at the forefront of, you know, a change in artificial intelligence, you're also one of Australia's highest streaming musical exports and one of the most successful dance acts globally. So, you know, you've been releasing music since 1999. Sort of how does it feel at the moment to be where you are with this success and also, you know, being at the cutting edge of technology as well?
You know, it's thrilling. It really is. It feels far beyond a privilege at this point that I still get to do this. And Pete and I, you know, yeah, we've been making music for a long time now, since we were kids. And I don't know, it's, we still believe in it. I think maybe it's part of it that we get the chance to do it at this level. But I think I would like to be able to stop myself more often and be sort of just humbled by it and grateful for it. But we're just so busy all the time.
Well, you can take that moment now.
Yeah.
Now's the moment, Nick.
We can hum together and just like resonate the idea of gratitude.
Absolutely. Well, you also work with your brother, Nick. How's it working with your brother? Any brother's tiffs?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, yeah, he's my big brother too. So
yeah.
He taught me a lot. And then I guess in some ways, maybe I've taught him, but that seems unlikely. But, you know, it's challenging, but I find with a lot of people that I work with, the ones that we end up doing good things together are the most challenging relationships. They're not necessarily the smoothest relationships, but you get to the meat of things. And often that is an uncomfortable place, isn't it? But when you make records that will resonate again and again and again with people, you have to cut out a lot of the nonsense.
Absolutely. Well, whatever you're doing is working because you are creating hit after hit. So work with your brother. Unpack that.
Yeah, we will continue. I mean, I work with my other brother as well a little bit. He lives in London, but so not as much, but yeah.
We're chatting with Nick Littlemore from Panao about their single featuring Troye Sivan. It's called You Know What I Need. Nick, I do a pretty intense workout every day, and I honestly, the first song that comes on is Solid Gold, and it just gets me straight into the zone. I love it every single time. I reckon I might have to start maybe adding You Know What I Need to that. But what's next for Panao?
I mean, we have so much music right now. We inked a deal with Sony at the start of the year, and we've been working with some of the greatest artists that are happening right now. We're in chats right now with Stevie Wonder. We have an amazing song, oh my God, with BB, Rexha and Ozuna that the world will hear this year. It's not going to happen right now, but it's happening later in the year. And it's one of a number of songs with amazing people that we're like so excited to share this year. Yeah, we're like kids in a candy shop this year because it's we got access to everyone and we've made so much cool new music. Like it's super exciting. So
how incredible.
We can't wait to hear
yes,
it.
Yes, that's the best sizzle. We are so excited for everything you have coming up.
Cheers. Yeah, we can't wait to share it. We've got new Empire stuff coming as well.
Yes, oh, great. Yes. We love to hear it.
Yeah, so it's really good times. Good time. And I think we've all emerged out of the cave that was COVID, and I think it's time for revelry. I think it's time for bacchanalia. I think it's time to get out and just rave your pants off.
We love it, Nick. And next time you're in Melbourne, we'd love you to come into the Joy Drive studios.
Oh, I'd love that, for sure.
We cannot wait. Look, Nick, the new track is awesome, and we are absolutely certain the new stuff is going to be amazing as well. So thank you so very much for taking the time to chat with us on Joy Drive.
Awesome. Anytime, guys.
Nick Littlemore, Australian musician, record producer, singer and songwriter from Panao. The new track, You Know What I Need, is out now.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.